Ukraine's president headed to Washington. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. It's a physical visit, not a virtual one, tomorrow for President Zelensky.
Vladimir Zelensky is going to leave Ukraine for the first time since the war started and come to speak to a joint meeting of Congress in the House chamber tomorrow night. There was a cryptic message that was sent by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to her members. Please be present for a very special focus Wednesday night.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. This comes while the Senate considers the compromise catch-all spending bill to keep the government running through the fiscal year and an additional $45 billion in aid to Ukraine.
I'm hopeful no senator will stand in the way of finishing our work before Friday. It's too important to the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer, the bill needs 10 Republican votes to pass the Senate, but Oklahoma's Republican Senator James Lankford tells Fox News he won't be one of them.
Absolutely zero people have read this bill at 4,000 plus pages that was released literally in the middle of the night last night.
Without congressional action, government spending authority runs out at Friday midnight. The Justice Department has responded to an emergency request from 19 states to continue Title 42 health restrictions at the border, asking the High Court to allow Title 42 to end, but not until after Christmas. Writing in a brief to the High Court, the solution to the immigration problem cannot be to extend indefinitely a public health measure that all now acknowledged has outlived its public health justification. Texas, meanwhile, is surging National Guard troops to its border to deter illegal migrants. Supreme Court Justice Chief Justice John Roberts has temporarily stopped the administration from ending Title 42, which is set to expire at midnight. Wall Street snaps its losing streak with modest gains. The Dow up 92 points. NASDAQ gained a point. The S&P 500 closing 4 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The New York Post reports former FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has signed extradition papers in the Bahamas and could be brought to the U.S. as early as tomorrow.
When Bankman-Fried does arrive here in New York, whether it's tomorrow or it's later in the week, Fox has learned he is expected, at least at this point, to be released on bail. Deal worked out between his lawyers and the federal prosecutors here in the Southern District. The district court judge, Ronnie Abrams, an Obama appointee, would make the ultimate decision on whether or not to grant bail in this case.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network. Bankman-Fried is facing federal charges, including bank and wire fraud. Scott Peterson will not get a new trial for the murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey. A judge in California ruling claims of juror bias did not merit a new trial. Peterson is serving life without the chance for parole for the murders of his wife and their unborn son 20 years ago this week. Two people are confirmed dead, 11 hurt in the Northern California earthquake, epicentered near the coast about 120 miles south of the Oregon border. About two-thirds of Humboldt County is without power. The big winter storm closing in on the northern half of the country has spawned a blizzard warning in central and southern Minnesota, where up to 8 inches of snow could fall tonight.
Already more than 3,000 flights delayed nationwide as we expect blizzard conditions to continue, as well as below freezing, even below zero temperatures in some areas. Already major airlines are encouraging travelers to change their flights either to a different airport or travel earlier prior to much of this winter storm impacting the plains and the Northeast. Power outages and slick roads also a major concern as we head into the weekend. In Nashville, I'm Nicole Valdez, Fox Weather.
Winter storm warning stretches from eastern Nebraska to northern Wisconsin. Banking giant Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $3.7 billion in fines to settle charges it charged consumers illegal fees. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.